Maybe get Wednesday or Thursday.
Right. Instead.
Yeah, I think that's better. Okay, we're both saying. Okay, a lot of things that we have to. Okay, a couple of things. First of all, I want to announce a date for the Bechina, December 5th, Tuesday, December 5th. Yeah, right. I think so this way, and what we'll do is, next week, because this week we'll do Monday, Wednesday, and next week we'll do Monday, Tuesday. Not Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday. So then you'll have a solid Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, and the Chaza, and then Tuesday, Adelina, and then the new material after the Bechina we'll do on, we'll have Shir Wednesday, Thursday. So we'll have 2 weeks that are not the regular thing. Next week we'll do Ben Shem Monday, Tuesday, and then the week after, Wednesday, Thursday. So this way you'll have a bulk of time to do Chazar. Okay? How does it sound? Okay? Because, because if we don't... Okay, so that's the story. Okay, so we have, Baruch Hashem, we have two simchas in the Shir. Okay, so first, Frankel, Yisrael Frankel, had a baby girl. So let's sing and then we'll announce the second.
Shemitah, Gomar Zotov, Yeva, Olechol Yisrael, Shemitah, Gomar Zotov, Yeva, Olechol Yisrael, mazot of your head.
Okay, Rabbosai. Okay, so we're still in the packet of Rosh Hashanah Bas HaTayma. So we saw Machlokes Ramah and the Shach. Ramah says, you go Basar Shemah. So if they have the same name, you know, they're both called Milken, but one is, so that's Mimbamino. And if they have different names, that's Mimbashenu Mino. And the Shach says, what do you mean? Of course, it should be, the whole thing should follow Tam. The whole reason why Mimbamino is different is for the Tam. So we saw that the Chavos Da'as says that, no, the din of Shishim is of Mimbashenu Mino is a separate halacha l'mol should be Sinai irrespective of Tam. Irrespective of Tam. So therefore, and if when you'll have a different Shema and a different Tam, so then for Shteitzich, then you know Tam is going to play a role. But if it's the same Tam and different Shema, that's also a requirement of Shishim. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says another word on page 8. So Iker Nirali Sif Memei the Chol Shnei Devarim Shechalukim B'Shman. Yevshar klal shatam shneim yeshov el gamre. He says, in other words, avada tam makes a difference. If it's a different tam, that's a din of tam kiker. But the chiddush is that if the tam is basically the same, but it has different shame, so we're choshish that anything that has a different shame probably has some difference in tam also, and therefore you need shishim min haTorah. Because it's impossible that Yifshar Klal Shatam Shneim Yeshov El Gamre if it's a different shame. So you have, you know, the new grapes and
the new wine and the grapes.
And the grapes and the new wine. So it's the same time, but it's the same, but it's a different shame. So most probably, it also has a different tam. Like the grapes, you know, also taste a little bit different than the wine. So therefore, we would say that's a din of mimshein amino, and therefore you need shishim min haTorah because it has a different tam. Mamish has a different time than for Shteitzach. Of course. Well, like the Shach said, of course. But the Chiddush is that we have a Chumrah, even by a different shame, you have to be Choshish that there's a different time there also. Okay, what can I tell you? That's the Baruch HaShulchan. Okay. So now let's take a look. It's always good to take a look in the place in the placing. So we know, we have a din of nishpach, right? That's the most fundamental thing in Hilchas Tarovis is nishpach, so that means suffix shishim. So we said, if it's been bemino, so suffix shishim is only a din derabanan, suffix derabanan l'kulo. If it's been mishein amino, then suffix shishim is a din deraisa. So therefore you have to go l'chumra. So frek the placey, akasha, on page 11.
Why don't we
yeah, there you go. You and the placey. Just that, why do you have to be machmir? Just get a kfeil and to taste it. Whereas you say, well, we don't know the shishim, which is nishpach, so we don't know how much was there originally. So get a kfeil now. And ask him to be tayim. You know, either a real umen, midin urman lamarum nose, or a regular guy, midin misich fitumo, and let him taste it. Vikasha yitam kfeilo ladas rama. So he says, ladas rama, the sheen is shame, after the shava b'taima, koreinum ino, lukasha midin. According to the Ramah, that if it has different shemos, even though it's different shava b'taima, that's called edomino, so then that's not a kasha, because what is he going to taste? That the did of edomino is a din in... So you could say, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe you could say an answer that it has a different time. But Parsha Pshad, it means that it's a different shame. So if you hold bunches of the Shema, but if you hold like the Shach, but that's a shach kosher. According to the shach, the min b'meshein amino is a din in different time. So why do you have to say throw it away? Throw away the nishpach. Throw it away. Nothing to do. So that's the kasher. Just get it going. I mean, midina. We're not so mechan goyim anymore, but. But midin the Shulchan Aruch, when they were so mechandoyim, the din of the Shulchan Aruch was still that you just go l'chumra, and then you throw it all away. So he answers, Tzarech lomar shenofel l'toki rochos kizayis bos nevela. So he says, what if you have the following scenario? You have vegetables, and the kizayis bos nevela falls in, right? And then a kezai shchuta. And then another kezai of good meat falls in. So you have this whole bunch of yarukas, and I have a kezai of bos nevela, a kezai of bos shchuta. Now, so technically speaking, how should it work? The irakas are kosher, and the kosher meat is kosher. So those should be able to mitzdarf together to give shishim keneged the basar nevela. Right? But it was nishpach. So we don't know. Is there shishim or not? So now you say, get a goy. So what is the goy going to tell me? That it tastes meat? But that's not going to tell me anything. Because there's kosher meat here also. So you'll never be able to know in that scenario. You see, if the issur is just one thing, if you had yarukos and treif meat, and that's all that fell in, and now we don't know, it's nishpach, now we don't know whether it was shishim originally. So now tell a goy to taste it, and he'll say, if he tastes meat, we know that there's tarfus there, because the only meat that was in the tarovus was tarfus. But if there was kosher meat and treif meat, so the tam of meat is going to be, it might be tasted, but that's not a raya for anything. Because there's kosher meat that's that's being mitzdarfed to the treif meat to have a taste of meat. But having a taste of meat doesn't mean that it's really usher, because maybe you're only tasting the meat because there was kosher meat there also, but maybe mitzad the treif meat you wouldn't have been tasting it. So now you have no way of telling. See, yefshar levarik, yefshar magish tam bosom, yikol mokom yefshar dahayan nun tes zeisim yirokas v'zais bosom shchuta. In other words, maybe it was 59 Yerokas and the Kezayis of Shchuta, right? And then another Kezayis of Nevela. So you have Shishim, but you'll still taste meat. So what is the guy going to help me? He's going to tell me I taste meat. Okay, Shkoichi tastes meat, because as far as meat is concerned, there's two Kezayis of meat to 59. So you don't have to bottle of Shishim. But one of the meats really doesn't. It doesn't answer. So the fact that you taste meat doesn't mean that it's really awesome. If the whole tarobus was only one kezias of treif meat, that was the only meat that was there, it was just vegetables and meat, so then if I taste meat, that shows it's awesome. If I don't taste meat, it shows it's mutter. But here, if you had 59 yirokos, one treif meat, one kosher meat, and I taste meat, doesn't show me anything. Because the only reason maybe tasting meat maybe is because of the kosher meat. So therefore, you have to go to Chumrah. And therefore, so in this scenario, in other words, in most scenarios, it'll help. The Kfeil will help. In this scenario, it won't help. Yesterday I was learning a Mishnayis Orla with Ilu Nishmas, my neighbor in Brooklyn, Mrs. Klepfish, the Chorona Levracha. So in the Mishnayis and Orla, yeah, all these cases, the Mishnayos are full of these type of cases of Mitztaref and the different things. Mitztaref, you know, if you learn Tarubis, Mishnayos Orla is a good limud. It has so many things about that, more than, you know, even some of the Orla things.
According to the Baruch HaShulchan, though, the Kfeila would help here. Because the Bosor and the Bela is going to taste different than the Bosor Shkuta.
No.
That's only by only benefits.
Things that have different shame, it says the same shame.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't understand. Even in this situation, so don't you think that maybe the kale will be more machmir? Maybe I should really be makil, and if I ask the kale, this is more really machmir on me than I need to be machmir. Even if it's not bothered, I have to be machmir, even though really it's kosher. So. Before I rely on shishim, but so what did I say? If I have suffix shishim, so it's often. So what do I lose by asking the kvela? If he doesn't taste meat, then I win.
If you don't, you know, kanami. If he doesn't taste meat, you win.
So what do I lose by asking?
I guess the assumption is that.
That's what I have to be machmir now. If I ask the kvela, maybe I won't be
machmir. Yeah, most probably it was close. You know, it was so obvious that it probably wouldn't have been a Sofei Shishim. You know, if you know that you have this big vat of kosher, and something fell in, so then that's probably not the case the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, because for sure you know that. But this case is a closer case, and therefore the extra meatball. So he's saying, therefore, that's the case probably he's talking about, and therefore. I understand what you're asking.
But
you have all to gain, nothing to lose, right?
Why can't we say that in Okinawa, the kale tasted it? In the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where the kale tasted it, and he tasted meat, but still, he has suffering. And therefore, he's from Lachmer.
He's saying in some cases it could help, because sometimes you'll have such an overwhelming rove that the kfeilu will say, I don't even taste any meat whatsoever, even though there was two kzeisim of meat that fell in. So why don't we at least, so he's asking on the placey, why don't we at least have the kfeilu taste it? So, okay, if he says he tastes meat, so okay, we'll have to be machmir. We'll be machmir anyway. And if he doesn't taste meat, so that means that we had shishim keneged two kizaisim. Yeah. So why don't we do? So then we'll win. So in a Hanavi, I said back then, most probably the case is that it was a closer call, and therefore it'll make a difference, that one thing. But in a Hanavi, because if not, you would know on your own.
That's
okay.
Like,
yeah. Shlomo? Well, no, I mean, it means you don't know how to measure because you don't have all the materials here. If you stop, you don't know how to measure, we know that's Dashotim. But that's not what we're talking
right.
about.
I think that even if I don't have the materials, if some fell out, I still know that I have a tremendous amount of
hesitation. So that wouldn't be the case of the Shulchan Aruch, because that's not a Safik Shishim. I know that I had this big pot and then a little of cholent. Big pot of cholent, you know, one of these industrial pots, and then a little tipas cholent fell in, so I know I have shishim. So then that's not obviously, and so even if it's nishbach, it'll be okay. Because there was never suffix there in the beginning. So how come my skin, the whole case of the Shulchan Aruch, was much, much closer? Right, so you're saying in that case, that there was a mimamino, mimshainamino would be the case that failure wouldn't fail.
But the case that he's coming on is in that case.
No, because the case in Shulchan Aruch, in other words, was normally the fact that there's a kosher meat there, you know. The fact that there's eino mino there, that makes it eino mino. The fact that there's also mino there, that's more malo than lomori.
But the next season of Shulchan Aruch is mino.
Right. Right, but there, it may, because we want something that's important for us to know, that it had to be that case. In other words, the first case could be just mino, min she eino mino, and it could be that also. But the other case has to be that. Yeah, in a Hanami, okay. What he's saying was usually it's a question of mutter or asa. Here's the question of that even if he tastes it, still could be. Okay, you're saying it'll just get things too confused.
Yeah,
in other words, you're not going to have shishim
between both pieces
of meat, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pri Megadim, page 13. So this place is quoted in the Pri Megadim. Look at that. You know, Lacey's an old safer. Rabbi Yonis and Ibshus. It's quoted in the Pri Megadim. Ayin Taz, a crazy place, the Osh Ches, Hikshel, the Tam Mikvela. The Tir is Zayz, the Vela, Zayz, Chudol, the Rokas, Vinishpach, Vena, Vedeim, Hayashishim, Negin, Vesey, Vinsham. So it's Pashut to the Placey that if you will taste meat, there'll be usher. So he says, "Yinei mad pshita lei nistapachtu b'zev psicha." He says, "What was pasher to the placey is not so pasher for us." He said, "We had a suffix in the psicha, so we just happened to have the psicha right here." From page 14. He says, Mr. Papti, Chatzi Zayas Bosa Shchuta, the Chatzi Zayas Bosa Nevela, Shenofel Lishloshim Zaysi Rokas. So you have a shishim kedeged the nevela because you have 30, and the only thing Isser is a half. So 30 is 60 times the half. But if you mitzvarev the shchuta, then obviously you don't have. So you can taste it. Imenatora Isser. So he's mistaping. Now, according to the so that's what he says, that what was pashut to the placey that what? That it's l'chumra. Right. That is what. It would be mutter, but he. So it would be mutter. So to me, it's a suffix. Okay, because according to the place, as Rabbi Tavkun was saying, it's really mutter, but how are you gonna be able to tell? So he says it's not so posh, that maybe since you taste meat, that we assume that's awesome, because the mice you're tasting the meat, even though it might be the only reason you're tasting the meat is because it's. Kosher meat also. So he says he thinks that this discussion is a befeirish Mishnah. I told you, Zul Mishnah is in Orla. What's the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is in Orla on Parag Beis, on Tavlin shall trumum shall kill Akrim Shanofalu Bagadera. So he had some spices of Truma and spices of Kilek HaKerem Shenofel B'Gedera Lo Be'elu Kedei L'Tabel Lo Be'elu Kedei L'Tabel. So each one enough is not Niker the spice, but if you count them together then the spice will be noticeable. Let's start with the blue. So Chora. So what should be the din? So it says also lezarim umutel lekohanim, because for the zarim the trum is aser and the kilei akarim is aser, so they're both iser. So you have to bevatel both of them, and since you can't because it's nicker with two of them together, it's going to be also for a kohen. It's going to be mutter. Because only can eat kilakem, but they can eat truma. So therefore it's mutter, even though in the end of the day you can taste it. So that's a raya to the place of this Mishnah. That's the maisa, even in the end of the day you can taste it, but the maisa, but if the only reason you're tasting it is because there's a dover heter there, that's not called tasting it. Right, exactly. So he's saying at first he was a Masupuk, but then he sees it's a Mishnah.
So you now he's an obvious people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, on the right level, they told men to me now, and reported to him to be also. So I said, the right side, they told men to me, he said,
Right. So that's why it's better to say the other way. Okay. Good. Okay. Now let's go through another thing. There is a And then in page 19 he writes the Feirish, that the Prima Gadol writes the Feirish like the Plasi. The Menachem Vadlenu Mashmanami Heter VeIsra Shavim B'Taimo Shnof Lo'eminum B'Taimum Kol Sheish Bo Shishim Minegad Isra. That the Heter and the other thing that's also Heter joined together to Bevatel the Isra, even though the two Heter, the Heter and the Isra, have the same taste. So at the end of the day, for Lamaisa, you're mevatel it because Lamaisa, it's still going to have that taste, but it's not coming from the Isser, Shabbat. Okay. Now let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. Let's learn some Chumash here, page 21. So, in the Avod of Yom Kippur, it says, V'yotzol ha-mizbeach ha-shol v'nei Hashem, v'chiper ha-lo v'chach, midam ha-par, midam ha-soyer. V'nosan ha-karnos ha-mizbeach ha-soviv. So, you take the dam ha-par and the dam ha-soyer. So, the par is a big animal. Soyer is a goat, is a thin animal. So, obviously, if you have the dam ha-par and the dam ha-soyer mixed together, right? So the question is, so why is it called Dama Par and Dama Soyer? Because you have Dama Par and Dama Soyer. But maybe you should say that the Par is so much greater than we're talking about as far as the Chumash is concerned, right? Right? The Chumash knows the din of Rove. Shishim only applies but the Mim Shein Amino. So this is Mim Amino, Dama Par, Dama Soyer. It's both Dama. Right? Now, which is more? Obviously, the Dama Par is going to be more than the dam hasoyer. So the chora, the dam hasoyer should be bottled in the dam apar. So why is it called dam apar? That's a lumdish question. Why is it called dam apar and dam hasoyer? It should just be called dam apar. So you know what Rabbi Yehuda says? From this pasuk in Chumash, we learn that min b'mino is not bottle. We always thought min b'mino is more kal. Min b'mino is bottle b'rov, and shishim is only din d'rabbanan. Says Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not even bottle min ha-Torah. Unbelievable chumra of Rabbi Yehuda. The min b'mino is not bottle. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have kosher milk and non-kosher milk together, and you have rove of kosher, and maybe even have shishim of kosher, it's not bottle. Because the Torah says, dam apar, dam asoyer. So you know what? Every min b'mino is etzem and iser mashehu min ha-Torah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Wow. That is a huge chumrah. I didn't mention it till now. I don't want to frighten anybody. I don't want to mention it till now. Because we don't really pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So I don't want to confuse you. But Lamaisa, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And he says it's a beferish a pasuk. Can't be a pasuk. Dama par and dama soyer. So the question is, what is everyone else going to do with this pasuk? You know, what do you do? You have a pasuk against you. It's not good. It's not good to have a pasuk against you. I would not recommend it. Yeah. What do you think of that? So that's the famous shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The min b'mino ain't a bottle. Now, even though, you should know, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but still, this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is going to come back again and again. We're going to need to use it to understand different things in Hilchos Taromos. So we always have in mind the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Where is this quoted? This is quoted here in Benachas Chav Beis, page 23. Okay, then he says, Nisar b'dam behema, or b'dam chaya. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein dam evatal dam. Rabbi Yehuda says, the dam is not mevatal dam. The original case is dam shesar v'mayim and yefim varz dam kosher. Sar v'dam behema v'dam chaya. Rain masakiyu humayim. Ein dam bevatal dam. So the first opinion says, Nisar b'dam behema or b'dam chaya, that it is bottom. Roim kiyim humay. He says, Amar Rav Yochanan shnei mikra echad dorshu. Laka midam apar midam asoyer, adover yadu shadomo shal par meruba midam shal soyer. Tavon sarvi, mikan la'olim she'im evadim zed zed. So what's the other way of learning the Pshat and Chumash? The other way is Olin, things that go in the Mizbeach are not bottom. In other words, in Hanami, when it comes to milk, stuff you do with the Mizbeach, Min B'mino's bottle barov, Midoraisa. Shishim Midorabon. But when it comes to karbanos, when it comes to kachim, that's when the mimino is not bottom. Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is, we extend it to all cases of mimimino, even in chulin. And that's the machlokes. Because everyone agrees that you have this pasuk. The pasuk seems to say that mimimino is not bottom. So that is the famous machlokes between Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the mimimino is bottle or not, and it depends on how you learn pshat in this in this pasuk. Is it a din of mimimino? And mimimino, it is mimimino, but it's also kachim. So what's the important part? Rabbi Yehuda says that's mimimino. That's the important part. So therefore, mimimino is never bottle. Midoraisa, it's not bottle. And the Chachamim say, no, the fact that it's mimimino, that's not the important part. The fact that it's kachim is the important part. And kachim, they're both dam of kachim. That's the important part. Yes, Sam.
Why wouldn't you be able to use the
Oneg Yom Tov? Oh, the Oneg Yom, yeah. You know, Sam wants to say, let's go back to the Oneg Yom Tov. Ah. Yeah, what do you want to say?
It's all for a young person learning about Israel. After a while, here, it's the nature of the thing. It's still down to player and down to top of our. And this all won't really change that.
But is it... But are we trying to... We're saying it's not bottom.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm saying, if you... To be kabbatel, you don't say it when... If you want to say, maybe the reason why you don't say it's bottel...
Is because we're not talking about Shabbat after here, or before, we're talking about the essential nature of the song. Still down to your control. Down to par.
But his word is that if you want to give something a positive... So you're saying if we say bittel...
Then,
right, you can't come down on fire. In other words, do we need it to become?
Why? Two for one. We need one to come down.
Because we have the. Because Bittel is not. So if you support it, through Bittel, you can't make something, give it a positive attribute. So, but here we're saying it's not Bittel, that's why it's Dhamma Pai Dhamma Sawyer. If you say like the Oneg Yom Tov, maybe you can say that really it should be Bittel. It should be Bittel, but the reason it's not Bittel is that we won't. But that wouldn't work with the Oneg Yom Tov either. Because the Torah says it's not bottle, so you want to say maybe shot in the Torah based on the Oneg Yom Tov? But according to the Oneg Yom Tov, it would be fakir, that it wouldn't.
It wouldn't be
bottle.
You wouldn't have to answer a question, which is actually maybe a question on the Oneg Yom Tov, but Gemara does give answer a question. So asking differently, why
did Mark
have to give answer
question
when
according to the Oneg Yom Tov
it should have
started
Bittel anyway?
It shouldn't be Bittel anyways. Because according to the Oneg Yom Tov, if there would be Bittel, then it would just be apar.
Right, which is not how the Oneg Yom Tov understands Bittel.
So you're saying
is it in Dam, is it Dam head there? The partial Bittel. Bittel is only when one of the things. We only talk about Bittel when one of the things does it. Okay, yeah, this is a mixture of cow blood and goat blood. And no, Bittel doesn't even enter the.
Because we need to be Zorak the Dava Par and the Dava Sawyer. So you're saying that we have Dava, but Bittel is not what's making it Dava Par. Whereas we have Dava Par there. Because the reason why we have Dava Par is because we have a Dava Par, not through Bittel. So we have Dhamma Par, and then and the Dhamma Sari is bottle, so it's all Dhamma Par. Okay, so we have Dhamma Par.
Right, this is Dhamma Sayer.
Right, so where's the Dhamma Sayer?
Right,
so
should this still exist? Because this will only work for the Rehether and Sula doesn't change.
It doesn't give some, his word is, it doesn't give positive attributes to something that doesn't, that does not have its own positive attributes. But here it has its own positive attributes without the bittul. So bittul here is not being used to make it dam hasoik or dam hapar. At the end, it should just be dam hapar because the par is maruba. But it's not, the bittul is not causing dam hasoik. The fact that it's not bittul is what's causing it to be called dam hasoik. So I don't know if, think about it. I'm glad you're thinking in those terms. But his word is that the bittul can't create something. Here it's not creating something. Because anything, the true bittul would have been dam hapar, but it's dam hapar anyway, so I don't need the bittul to make the dam hapar. And the fact that it's dam hasoyer, the bittul's not doing that. If anything, the fact that it's not bittul is why it's dam hasoyer. So I don't know if the only guilt of, would be relevant over here, but think about it, and if you don't agree with me, so continue to argue with me. Okay, so now we have, okay, so now we have a so there's a Gemara. I don't know if somehow I don't know if it made it in the packets. Let me tell you what the Gemara says. Yes, page 24. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Gimel Amarav, well, now let's think now in terms of Rabbi Yehuda, right? So what would be if you have min b'mino? Rashi says shemen b'shemen v'dovaracha and solus. So you have a bowl of oil, and then oil and flour fall in. So you have a min, b'mino, and she'eino mino. So kol shehu min b'mino v'dover acher saleik es mino k'mi she'eino. V'she'eino mino Rabba Lovu Mavato. So normally Mimamino is Enum Bato. So here you have Mimamino. But you also have Enumino. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whenever you have Mino and Enumino versus Amino, we view the Mino Kemisha Eino, and then we make a contest between the Mino and the Sheino Mino. Because if we would hook up the Min and the Mino together, it's Eino Bato. But since we have, on one hand, a min and an Eino Mino, and a Mino, so we don't say, so if you would have, say, kosher Min and non-kosher Min, kosher milk, non-kosher milk, and say vegetables. So the vegetables and the non-kosher milk fall into the kosher milk. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, or say you have kosher milk and vegetables, and then non-kosher milk falls in. So what would Rabbi Yehuda say? That's the case of Mimamino and Eda Bato? When we say no, we just link up the vegetables connected to the treif milk. So that's what he says. We view the mino, the kosher mino, kemisha'eno, and we make a clash between the mino and the she'eno mino, and then, if you have the shir to mevatel, you have shishim, then it's mevatel. So we want to mevatel, we want to know could we mevatel the non-kosher milk. So we say that but if the kosher milk and the non-kosher milk are considered the clash between each other, then it won't be bottle. Because according to this is all the sheetus from Yehuda, the miminos ain't a bottle, right? So we say, view it as if the clash is between the kosher vegetables and the non-kosher milk. So then you have it's a possibility it can be bottle, it's shishim. But the kosher milk versus the non-kosher, even if the kosher milk's 1,000 times the non-kosher milk, it's not going to be bottle, because mim mino ain't a bottle from Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that even though he's such a machmir, when it comes to mim mino, that's only if there's mim mino in the pot. Only mim mino. But if the mino also has the ain mino of kosher, so then you don't need the mino and the two minos to fight it out, but the ain mino could mevatel the mino, the shishim. So we don't say, but I said there's mino there. No. We view the ain mino kishmisha ain, because in the pasuk in Chumash, it's only dama parva dama sar, it's only pure mim mino. But Rabbi Yehuda says, ain l'chabo l'chidusha. Ain l'chabo l'chidusha. So if you have men, mino and ain mino, and now mino falls in, it possibly could be mutter if the ain mino is shishim connected to mino, and we'll put them in conflict and not the min and the mino. That's so Rabbi Yehuda had a big chumrah, but he also has this cooler. Okay, that's the mark. So the Rashba wants to say a chiddush on page 26. And he tells you, he's like the Rambam. That whenever the Rambam wants to say a chiddush, he says, Yerolim. Yerolim means I want to say something that's not the Beferish and Shas, Bavli Yerushalmi, or any place. It's my own svar. The Rambam will preface it by saying Yerolim. Well, he over here, that's, yeah. I don't know. You know, it's famous from the Rambam. That was Rav Geli's first drasha. First Shavuos he came to Washington Heights. He said like this. I used to eat by him on Shavuos. So he said, you might think that Yerayim Leah the Rambam is weaker because he doesn't have a real makor. Right? You think it's weaker. He says, no, fuck yeah. Yerayim means my whole mahus, all the Torah knowledge I have of the Talmud Chacham is leading me to say this svara. So even though I don't have one other thing, I have only one makor. It's that makor. This is my whole being. Is Yerayim Leah. That was the first drasha I ever heard from him. It was on.
But it's strange. That's the future. It will appear. But I thought it will.
Yeah, but it means he really appears to me.
No.
Yeah, no. You really, she not full of tough mino, she ain't a mino. Hochim bol hakel. Calls one shirabba heter who mino alone. The hal rabbi Yehuda came along, min mino she ain't a mino, roimus mino kimi she ain't a, vashar she ain't a mino rabba alone, vado, who adin, who atam, kad. Dormim she'eno mino kimi she'eno, v'ashar rabba olav mavatlo.
Rabba olav doesn't mean that you're mavatlo.
What's that? So what if you have a case like this? You have kosher milk. and non and kosher vegetables. And now some non kosher milk falls in. And then it was nishpach. So you have a suffix shishu. So from the perspective, now this is in halacha. In halacha we're not from Rabbi Yehuda people. So we're happy when, so if from the mimbamino perspective, that would be good, because then it would be a suffix, the rabbanim, suffix shishim was only, mimbamino is mutter in our world. I mean, it's only in a siddur rabbanim, you need shishim, so suffix shishim is a suffix rabbanim. From the min b'she'enomino perspective, it's a suffix daraisa. So he says that just like the Gemara did in Rabbi Huda, we're going to do what a leave with the hilchasa, the same idea, and we're going to say that view the enomino k'misha'eno, and we're going to view now a question of the clash between the min b'mino, and there the requirement of shishim is what only the rabbanon. And here is this part, so it's a suffix drabonon lakula. So he said, what the Gemara said within Rabbi Yehuda, we can't use that for our halachas because we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. But for us, mimimino is the, we like when it's mimimino, then it's more kal, then the shishim is only drabonon. But if it's a suffix edomino, we've got to be the vegetables, it'll be a suffix deraisa. So he says, so view it as a suffix derabbanan, and view the eino minu kamisha eino, and that's brought in Shulchan Aruch this Rashba. But if I remember from last year, I don't know if somehow it got in the packet. You have a Shulchan Aruch here for me?
What's
that?
Yeah, in
Sadi Chest, yeah. Yeah, the Shach is here. What page? Yeah, we have the Shach here. We have the Shulchan Aruch here? Yeah. We have the beginning of it. On page 3. The end of the Mechaber. The Tzar of Shein Amino, the Nishpach of Shein Yichol and Lamar, the Shar, if you will know the Sherubah Heder, in the Tzar of Amino, that's the part that's cut off. In the Tzar of Amino, and Ein Amino, so the Mechaber says, he's going to bring it in a second, Roi Mes, Ein Amino, Kami Sheino, the Mino, Rabba Olam and Lamar. That's the, I'll bring it in a second. And the Shach disagrees. Page. Yeah, Rabbi Kaufman is bringing it right here. I apologize that I didn't somehow. When I had a. I'm reading you from Sadi Ches Beis. The Nishbach, the Nishaini Cholam Lamar Lasharo, but not the Sheruba Heather. Rome is Sheino Mino Ki Ilo Eino, Hashar Mino Rabo of Umabatlo. So that's the Mechaber. So the Shach says he doesn't understand that. Bemet Sarachian, Ches, Sivkar Ches. Tatur B'Shem Arashma Hotzi Din Zeh, from the din of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Velo Domi Klal. The Hassan ben Mino love ben no Saint Tam Oser. He'll call Hamrino Ariam is a Camille. That is Batam Shein Amino. Halachah. See, over there, you go according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So, from the perspective of Ein Amino, it's Batam. From the perspective of Amino, it's not. But over here, Lamaisa, it's no Saint Tam and Ein Amino. So, how could you be matter? How can you be matter the enomino? Because they, what do you mean, rowing kilo? But the bottom line is, if you'll taste the vegetables, it might have a tam milk in it, the trade milk. So he thinks you can't apply the Rashba's extension of the Gemara's case is not true. This is the Gemara Rashba and the Shachim Arav Lomru Elo Hater Es Mino Afukid Lo Neima Came in the Hashda Nafal Beinu Mino. So he says maybe they only meant it to be Mata the Mino, but in the Chanami the Eino Mino you can't eat. Which, if you say it like that, then it's okay. But if you say that it's getting matter that, and here in the Rebbe of Soloveitchik's Rabbi Konigsberg's writing of Rebbe Soloveitchik's things, he wants to make a whole machlokes between the Ramah, the other Ramah, the Shach, what's the time of Moshe Shema. And he wants to say that the Shach is Lishita, so that Shishim is only as a din in the Tam. So Mamela, the bottom line is, if there's Tam, there's Tam. And so therefore, you can't be Matir this case of Midin Salik, because Lamaisa is Tam. And that's what the Shach said before when he was arguing with the Ramah. And the Ramah is a din in the other way of saying it is just a din in the Shir, not a din in the Tam, so then you can say it. Okay. If you say that way the Shach says in the end, then it's not so much of a problem. But that he just wants to be Matir the Mino, not to be Matir the Sheino Mino. Okay. This is the so tomorrow, Wednesday we'll have Shir regular. And then, as we said, Bez Hashem, next week we'll do Monday and Tuesday. So this way you'll have the rest of the week already in Chazar mode. So you'll have, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Chazar. That's a nice amount of time. And then we'll have the Makina Tuesday, and then we'll have Shir, Bez Hashem, Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So this way we don't lose the Shir days. Okay, and if there's any problems, if there's any issue that doesn't work, I try to be very accommodating, but I try to encourage everyone to do Chazara Bismano, because there's always going to be people that 2 weeks before the Chag HaSmicha that still have a Tarumas Bechina to do, and a Nida Bechina to do, and a this Bechina to do, if they didn't do it Bisman. So I urge everyone to do Bisman, and I try to give you enough, a nice amount of time to do Chazara, but we also have to keep the pace, because there's a lot to go. So,
ongoing Chazara as well.
What?
There should always be an ongoing Chazara.
Yeah, there should always be an ongoing Chazara. I agree with you.
A rolling
Chazara. What else are you going to say? Okay, very good.